You know, we thought we'd be talking a lot about a wide receiver today. We didn't necessarily know it was going to be this guy. Number 81, Chris Hogan, probably now forever known as 7-Eleven, at least in these parts. Was it Reggie Bush that started that? That's kind of what they made it look like.
Yeah, it was. It actually started with, it was Devontae. I mean, there's a little bit of argument on who started it. So Devon saying that he started it, and then Pat Devlin and Ryan Tannehill, the two quarterbacks that I work with the most, you know, they kind of try to take the claim to that one.
All right, so they're all arguing about that. we can continue to do that. Did you expect, you know, to be featured like that on that show? Did you have any kind of heads up or warning that this was going to be like a big Chris Hogan night on Hard Knocks?
No, I had no idea. I knew they did an interview last week, so I kind of figured, you know, maybe there'd be a short little, you know, piece on it. I had no idea it'd be last night, though.
Chris, I want to know this. This is a great story in the making, and it happens on so many football teams where someone comes out of nowhere. You coming here with not a lot of football experience. How long did it take you to realize that you can actually play with the other guys that was in the room with you, whether they were a first-round draft pick, a free agent, whatever it was? In your mind, you said, wait a minute, I could do what these guys do.
I knew right away. I mean, I believe in my athletic ability and my, you know, how I can, my, you know, be physical on the field. You know, once my first preseason out in San Francisco, you know, I knew, you know, when I was on that field that I could definitely compete.
I know you, they said that you played lacrosse at Penn State. How has lacrosse prepared you for the wide receiver position?
It's prepared a lot. I mean, it translates a lot, especially in this offense that we're running now. You know, it's not, you know, up tempo. You know, we're, you know, running a play, running back. You know, I played midfield in lacrosse, so it was constant running up and down the field. So I think, you know, playing that position has really translated, helped me a lot in this offense.
Chris Hogan is with us in studio. What was the deal? You know, so you did the 4 years of lacrosse at Penn State and then the 1 year of football at Monmouth. How did you make that decision? What kind of went into going there to play football?
I redshirted my sophomore year at Penn State, so I had an extra year of eligibility. I was kind of, you know, I had reached a point in my career at lacrosse that I was kind of over it, and I, you know, missed football a little, you know, definitely. I you know, in the fall, I think, of my senior year, I started pursuing it a little bit more. Talked to a couple of different coaches, my high school coach, got some film out there, and, you know, made it happen and transferred to Monmouth to play for my fifth year.
You know, you could see clearly on the highlights they showed last night on Hard Knocks, but I started paying attention to you when we had Jimmy Wilson in here sitting on the show right where you are.
Hold on, we got it. We got it.
We do?
Oh, here you go.
You got to take a listen. You got to take a look at this, Chris. Usually there's always one guy on the opposite side on your team that gives you trouble. Is there someone here, whether it's Fasano or Charles Clay, not necessarily give you trouble? Talk to us the difference about how they run their routes and the challenges it presents to you.
I'm not going to lie. The guy that's been giving us the most trouble is, I can't even tell you his name, 81.
Hogan? Chris Hogan.
Yeah, man. That kid is sneaky fast.
He couldn't even say today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so practice he sneaks up on you, huh?
Yeah, even when he came in last year, you know, he's out there playing DB, receiver. The guy, he's just such a hard worker. He's one of them guys that he don't come out looking the cleanest or nothing like that, but he's going to get the job done. If you try to catch him on an over route, you know, he's going to about pull a hamstring.
There you go. Jimmy Wilson. That was a couple of weeks ago, so I think he knows your name now, but that was at the beginning of camp.
And when I heard that, you know, from that day on, I went out and I watched you, and you have a great feel of the game. And a lot of wide receivers, they don't have that. You have very good feet, and you know how to separate from the DBs. And I think that's why you've been having so much success here. Talk to us a little bit about your footwork. Is that goes back to lacrosse as well, or just you're just one of these athletic guys from when you were like 7 years old or something?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think that.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I've been working on it a lot since I started playing football again. You know, being in the slot too is a whole different position than being on the outside. So having, you know, Devon Best in front of you and being able to watch him play on the field really helps you get a feel for how that position is supposed to play out. So I mean, that helps tremendously.
When you think about one name about that slot position, you think about Wes Welker, and that's a comparison. Do you watch a lot of Wes Welker films, or do you watch a lot of cut-ups of guys in the slot? Because I know that that's a very important position on the field, because you're going against pretty much the third best corner on everybody's football team.
Yeah, I mean, whenever I'm watching film, I'm always paying attention to the slot receiver. Whether, you know, I was with the Giants for a little bit last year, so, you know, watching them play and how they did it, and then, you know, watching Wes Welker for sure. I mean, he, you know, the way that he, because he's not a fast guy either, And, you know, I kind of.
Oh, so you're not fast.
Hey, I'm not saying I'm not fast.
4.44 something at pro day. He's plenty fast.
Plenty fast. Sneaky fast.
Right. There you go.
Well, so you hear the Welker comparisons, and you know I think there are some reasons and more than others why we get those. But Drayton, how about this comparison? Cope just mentioned to me, OJ McDuffie, number 81, similar
definitely.
Size, Penn State. You like that one?
Yeah,
I like that.
I love that comparison because, and when you think about it, and I look at you, and I look at OJ McDuffie. O.J. McDuffie was always at the right place at the right time. And when they said these things about you on Hard Knocks, you can kind of picture O.J. out there. So, I mean, that's a great compliment to another great Penn State receiver.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Well, that's very nice. That's a very nice question. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask the guy's question from the chat. We're cool?
Take away.
All right. AZ Dolphin, here's our buddy. He has a question. Any other wide receiver that you've picked up the most from in practice? You mentioned Devon Bess, and I think that would probably be the answer that popped into my head, but tell us.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely pay most of my attention to Devon, but for me, you know, I'm a different receiver than Devon. I'm a little bit taller, a little bit heavier. Maybe not as quick. So I like to pick up different parts of people's games, you know, whether it be, you know, how, you know, Roberto Wallace, physical receiver. So I kind of look at him and try to mimic some of the stuff he does, some of the stuff that Devon does in the slot, you know, fast guy like Marlon, you know, how, you know, he gets in and out of breaks. So I kind of take and, you know, bits and pieces from different people's games and try to piece together my game because, you know, I'm still trying to figure my game out, you know, being apart from, you know, from football for a while.
Someone in your position, things start to change, and okay, you're featured on Hard Knocks. All of a sudden, you go into the locker room today for practice. I'm sure some guys had to give you a little bit of ribbing, and because you have been tagged with 7-Eleven, the nickname always being open, now is more of a challenge when that DB is covering you out there. And also in meetings, you start to see your name being mentioned a little bit more. You know you're going to get a little bit more playing time here and there. You're opening eyes. How has life changed so far in this couple of weeks?
In the locker room, you know, I expected it a little bit. You know, a couple guys, you know, 7-Eleven, you know, Chris Hogan always open, you know, giving me a hard time. But, you know, that I expected that. You know, on the field, you know, I think maybe, you know, guys, DBs will start playing me, you know, not that they're not playing me hard right now, you know, but they might be, you know, trying to, you know, really jam me up or, you know, make sure that I'm not getting open anymore, which is fine for me. You know, it's a challenge, you know, and a challenge that I'm, you know, ready to take on for sure. You know, going against all these D-backs is, you know, every single day is a challenge.
And that's a way to get better. This question might be impossible to answer, but please do your best. The joke, obviously, on the show was last night that you're always open. And we're talking about why are you always open? How are you get? What are you doing that not every other wide receiver in the National Football League? And obviously, look, it's practice in a preseason game. But what is your skill set that allows you to get open as much as you seem to be?
You know, reading the coverages, you know, sticking to what I'm supposed to do on the field and, you know, what I'm coached to do. I think that, you know, for me, you know, I'm just – someone tells me that this is the way that a route is supposed to be run in this particular coverage, you know, I'm going to try to do that, you know, as best I can. So I think that, you know, probably helps me, you know, get open, you know, if I'm doing the right thing on the field against the, you know, the right defense.
Chris, anything on your resume that's special team-wise? Are you a return guy? Are you a guy that's going to go down and cover kicks?
That's what I, you know, special teams, I mean, that might be the way that I make this, you know, this ball team. And, you know, any opportunity that I get to be on special teams, you know, I'm going to try to make the most of. You know, I'm on kickoff, you know, punt, kickoff return, and, you know, try to make some tackles, make some good blocks, and hopefully I get a chance to do that in these preseason games.
I'm going to ask the same question that was asked to Jimmy Wilson. Which DB gives you the most trouble out on the football field?
Well, you know, not to just go back and forth, but going against Jimmy in the slot, you know, that's a battle every single day that me and I see him a lot. I probably see him the most out of all the other DBs. I also went against Richard Marshall today for a couple times, and he mixes up his game a lot, so you don't really know if he's gonna, you know, come after you with a quick jam or he's gonna, you know, inch off you. So he's tough to play against as well in the slot.
Good stuff with Chris Hogan. He's joining us live in studio. We got a Penn State Dolphin fan in the live chat, and he wants to know if you ever attempted to give up lacrosse and play football at Penn State, or if that was an option. He said we could have used you out there.
When I came out of high school, that was an option. I had I was recruited there. I had committed to play lacrosse, so was kind of, you know, the lacrosse coaches kind of stayed away from them. they didn't want me walking out the football team. So
makes sense. You're a valuable midfielder in lacrosse. No reason to have you go out there and get your brains beat in by some safety.
It was always in the
like
back
that.
Of my mind, though. Always.
Very
know,
good.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Hey, it was a great story last night. You've obviously been impressing in camp. It was nice that they featured you not just because you're a cool story, but because you're playing very well and obviously earning the respect of your teammates. I think that was a lot of fun to watch for a lot of fans. Appreciate you coming in and talking to us.
Thank you.
And absolutely want to ask you to sign our big board, if you would, our training camp autograph board. We're going to give it out to a fan
absolutely.
At the end of the preseason. Chris, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris.